Good morning. 7:45 in the morning on April 24th, 2012. It's gonna be another one of those days, I'm afraid. yesterday was, to put it charitably, pretty much sucked. All day long, I couldn't get anything going. Every time I thought I was going to be able to get something started, kneecapped. It turns out that yesterday, wife was home, elder daughter was home, but it was an early release day. So yesterday was the day where the district teachers all had to work late, but they sent the kids home early so that they could do professional development or whatever. So the offshoot of that was that, in spite of the fact that my kid was home, I still had responsibility to pick up other kids. Another kid, not multiple, but another kid. Usually mom takes kid in the morning and I bring kid in the afternoon. So we share the driving as a rule. That works out most of the time perfectly because I don't usually have to deal with the early morning run. Sometimes I do, but it's rare. I also have to deal with the afternoon run, whether my kid goes or not. That's when it gets a little bit aggravating. But it's a fair deal, and it's part of the arrangement that we have, and I'm good with it. So, yesterday was early release day, and in spite of the fact that I had my own family home bothering me all day, I had to go out in the middle of the afternoon and pick up the neighbor kid. And then, younger daughter says, "Oh, by the way, you need to come pick me up from school today too, because I'm bringing home hermit crabs." There's a story behind that. That one of her science teachers has kept a terrarium full of hermit crabs in her room for a while. And they're pretty low-key, low-trauma kind of pets. They don't need to be cleaned. They don't need to be, occasionally some fresh sand, maybe. They feed on hermit crab food. They need a little water now and again. And they need to have their shells upgraded once in a while. And they're kind of cute. Not exactly first choice of pet, but they're contained. They're nicely scent-free. And they don't require a lot of exotic equipment to take care of. So the reason the teacher is getting rid of the crab population is that she's got a new job in the fall, moving to upstate New York, and doesn't want to pack a terrarium full of crabs across the country, which I can't blame her for. So she's given them away. My daughter volunteered to take them. She talked it with us. We said, okay. Today was the day we had to go pick them up. So I about get back. I have about 15 minutes to sit. Then I have to go out again. And then I have to fix supper almost immediately because Greeley Children's Chorale was last night. And the rehearsal. And because my younger daughter has a solo part, because this is her final year in the chorale, she had to be there at 5:30. So I had to fix supper early. And then I had to get her over there. And then I had 2 hours to kill. And rather than sit in the parking lot for 2 hours, I went home, which was probably a mistake because I didn't get anything done because I still have a house full of people at home who expect me to do things like clean the kitchen to pick up from the supper mess that I left. So I did that. I had to go back and pick her up at 7:30, come back, take my pills. And about then I go crash. The day was over. It was a horrible day. It was one of those very frustrating days where you take one step forward, two steps backward all day long. You get to the end of the day and you think, you know, if I could have skipped this day, I'd be further ahead. However, you don't get to skip days. That's one of the rules. Oh, in the middle of the day, I had therapy, so took an hour out of the day there. Today, in spite of the fact that I've got at least two kids home, if not all three women, elder daughter doesn't have to go because she took the ACTs on Saturday, a couple weeks ago. The rest of the junior class will be taking them today, so there's no classes for juniors. And I don't know what that means in terms of pickup time, but I'm guessing it's not going to be the normal 3 o'clock. I remember the neighbor kid that I've got to pick up. Even though my daughter isn't gone, I do have to pick up the neighbor kid. So, yeah. Younger daughter is sick. I don't know how sick she is. She's up to her armpits in Kleenex, so I suspect what we've got is some sort of allergy issue. So we've got kids home today, at least. We probably will have spouse home today, too. I need to get groceries. We're running low on critical cookie supplies. Actually, we ran out of cookie supplies. And this is one of the problems that I have, is that I have to buy cookies for the kids, because if I don't, then there's all sorts of hell to pay. And I have enough hell to pay without worrying about, well, we don't have any cookies, there's no snack in the house. Oh. We don't need this. And I can't eat them. I shouldn't eat them. I've been known to nibble a chocolate chip cookie or two. And I shouldn't. I should be eating fruit and vegetables. And fruits and vegetables and grains. Oh, well. So I'm going to go make a grocery run today and stock up on the stuff that we're out of. And we're out a lot of stuff, so it's not just cookies. It's another warm day. It's a beautiful morning. Crystal clear. Sky is very blue. It tends to be very blue when it's clear. A little bit of high thin cloud off to the west, perhaps on the other side of the mountains. Oh. Yawn. So today I've got to find a quiet place to finish this stupid story. I've had it done for a week, and I can't get it through that final edit to be able to send out to beta readers. I've had half a dozen of you have written to me. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm probably going to have to go figure out who it was and put you on a list or something. But today I have to get that done. I need to do that between kids and groceries and meals. And I'm hungry, so I want a meal. Yes, I know. I need to set aside. These hours every day are mine. Don't bother me. Would that I could. Well, I can, but the problem is I set them aside and then people bother me and then I get upset by being bothered. And that doesn't help. Because what I need to do is, what I have been successful in doing in the past, although not lately because of the time constraints, is that I've been much better at saying, okay, yeah, I got interrupted, but I'm just going to deal with the interruption and then I'm going to go back to work and I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to get derailed. I'm not going to, you know, all of the stuff that goes with it. Gosh, I may have to take a nap before I can do anything. Sun's already getting warm. So a lot of walking this morning and not a lot of talking. Grading. Oh God. That's the other thing I need to deal with. As we're getting down to the nitty gritty, students are starting to complain that they don't know where they stand in the class. Oh, for Christ's sake. I understand it to a certain degree, but these people are really terribly spoiled. I didn't know how I stood in a class until I turned in the final. And apparently, I've spoiled them into letting them think they know where they are because I've posted all these weekly grade things that I was going to fill in. Now I've got to go through and fill them all in. It should cut down a little bit on the the quibbling over points here and there. And because going back and trying to, it's like, I think the posts are all there. How can you not know if the posts are there? Go into your thing. Look to see if you've got 2 posts a week. If you've got 8 posts every month, you're good. How can you not know if the posts are there? Give me a break. So I need to go through and update a bunch of spreadsheets, post a bunch of grades, after I finish the story. I have to finish this story today. I hope I'm going to be able to put off the grocery run till late morning, which will give me a couple of hours of work time before I have to go to the grocery store. With any luck, that'll give me a chance to finish the silly story. Get that together. It's probably only like 20 minutes worth of work. You'd think I could focus for 20 minutes, wouldn't you? Yeah, right. This is the debunking of the Lowell myth. I don't really write very fast. When I do write, I don't stop writing until I'm done. And that's one of the problems that I've been having lately, is that I've been stopping. And it's, oh, okay, I'm going to stop now. No. I have to finish it, and then I can stop. I have to finish it, because then I need to podcast it, and then I can stop. I need to finish it, then I can podcast it, and then I can write another one, and then I can stop. To get this short done, though, so I can get back to Zyfuria's call. Joyce was right to call me on that. It was like, has it gone away? What happened to it? Joyce, there was no need for an apology, by the way. There was nothing you said required any apology. It was not terribly harsh. It was like, no, it's still there. I'm being pained. Yep, it's getting warm. It's probably 65. When I started out, it was barely 60. It feels considerably warmer than that now. Of course, it might be just that I've been walking full on with the sun in my face, heating my whole body for the last little while, the last half mile. So when I started out, having the jacket was a good idea. Right now, it's feeling kind of like overkill. Oh well. I'll be home soon. I can get some breakfast. I can get some coffee. I can get this posted because I don't have to worry about making a school run. Groundhogs are out. Not groundhogs, prairie dogs. Must be spring. Prairie dogs are out of their burrows. I've seen a half a dozen of them. That chirp, 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 chirp sound that came through. That was a prairie dog sitting on a burrow over in a field. Talking about a dog that was walking by. A lot of walking, not a lot of talking. The part is, I'm not sure what I'm thinking about. Not sure what to say at the moment today. I think part of it is that I'm not quite awake. Despite the fact that I've been up since about 4:30, I feel like I'm quite awake. I'm not quite aware and with it. I was listening to Justin McCumber, 20 minutes with Justin McCumber on the Writer's Table podcast. He's an interesting guy. The brains behind Dead Robot Society, for those of you who may not follow along. And the 20 minutes with was a pretty interesting take. I haven't finished it yet, but having him talk about his process, not really kind of process I envision. In a lot of ways, it's a classic one where you get the first draft down and it's trash, and you know it's trash, and you go through and polish it up. It sort of flies in the face of a lot of what we learned from Dean Smith, which was don't rewrite. Sure, fix typos, fix spelling, straighten out grammar. You have to be careful of even untangling sentences. Sometimes you have to add stuff in, sometimes you have to take stuff out, but the rewriting part is sometimes problematic. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.